Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Who among you are related to Roger or a friend of someone related to Roger? Raise your hand. Yeah, uh-huh. Who among you was either visited by him, either you or a loved one visited by Roger? Yep, great. And then who is an Order of St. Stephen deacon or knows him through that process? Yep, very good. Yeah. That basically covers just about everyone here, which does not at all surprise me. Just one little small anecdote. I have to give Sarah a bit of a hard time. Sarah, you did a wonderful job reading the first lesson from Romans. I had no idea until I had the privilege to serve alongside Deacon Roger that the word naked is in the Bible so often, because every time he would say naked. And it just, I was like, oh, I didn't know that naked was in the Bible that much. But with Deacon Roger around, you knew. Well, this probably surprises none of you, but Deacon Roger, he had one question that he frequently asked me. We'd have a conversation, a chat, covering epiphany, worship, health challenges, family, and then he'd always, almost always, tag on to the end of the conversation. Oh, just one more thing. Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
It became a running joke, but it also really did seem to come along with a genuine fear of disappointing. Because Roger, Deacon Roger, he wanted to do all the things. He wanted to visit all the people, make all the phone calls, even though he hated making phone calls, lead all the worship, serve in leadership, spoil all the grandchildren. And he did some of all of that for a long time. But more and more he couldn't. And yet he wanted to. In the gospel story for today, the disciples we hear could not help the boy, could not help this desperate father. Could not do what needed to be done. Jesus tells the Father, all things can be done for the one who believes, and the Father cries out, I believe, help my unbelief. What a desperate, honest response. He's so desperate that he believes. He would believe anything if there was any chance that his son could be well. And he is so desperate he can't believe anything after so much has not worked. Deacon Roger, he was desperate to do what was right and good and faithful. I love the impact Roger had and the love he had for his family, in the hours he would spend with someone who was recovering or not, in his insistence on reading the gospel, even if it had to be printed in 28-point font later on, and then dying before he had a chance to read the gospel at TJ's ordination that's just in a few weeks. Shoot, if he would have been able to, I'm sure he would have insisted on reading the gospel today. I just learned last week that he tried to serve his country, but was denied for health reasons. He served as a lineman until he couldn't. He served in security, carrying a gun, not because he was eager to use it, but because he was trustworthy with that weighty responsibility, though he did love skeet shooting. He stayed awake to wait for his kids to come home, at least as long as he could. He got the kids, when they were kids, where they needed to go, and secretly, not so secretly, spoiled the grandchildren. He drove Carol to work in the snow along with any other nurses who needed a ride along the way. He, like those first disciples, was eager to do what was right and good and faithful. Notice that in our gospel this morning, the disciples weren't able to heal the boy, weren't able to bring relief to this desperate father. Later, the disciples asked why. Why could they not do it? And Jesus answered, it's only possible through prayer. Well, we know that Deacon Roger was not, he did not have a healing hand, right? He did not have a healing touch, and yet he had a ministry of presence. He would stick around far longer than many of us would bother to or had time to, but he made the time. I commend Roger for wanting to do all the things. And I only wish I could take away that fear of disappointment that he carried around with him, of not being enough, not doing enough. For in the end, as I am sure you all know, none of us is sufficient. It is only by the grace of God that we live and serve and love and have eternal life. So I commend to you, Roger. Pop, Deacon Roger, his desire to do good. And I commend to you the good news of the gospel. When you fall short of your own expectations, God's grace is enough for you. God's grace, I have no doubt, is enough for Roger. For nothing can separate from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not diabetes, not failing eyesight or hearing, not anxiety or fear, not busy schedules or demanding work. Nothing in all creation will separate us from the love of God. And we all love Roger, don't we? Didn't we? May our love for Roger, Dad, Pop, carry on in how we live and in how we love. May God's love call you to life, even as it calls Roger home. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.